For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. More than 115,000 people from across China gathered in Tiananmen Square in the heart of Beijing on Sunday to watch the raising of the national flag. Sunday marked the 68th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China. Watching the flag raising is a traditional way for Chinese to celebrate the national day, with some joining the gathering simply for sightseeing, while others coming to express their feelings of patriotism. According to China's national anthem law, which took effect on Sunday, the song can only be played at formal political gatherings, including flag-raising ceremonies and major celebrations. The national day is celebrated with a week-long holiday, while the Chinese traditional Mid-Autumn Festival, or Mooncake Festival, featuring family gatherings, falls on October the 4th this year. Traffic information from the Ministry of Transport showed that traffic on highways in Beijing, Tianjin and Shanghai became heavy from 6 a.m. on Sunday morning as holidaymakers rushed to scenic spots. China's general provisions of the civil law, the opening chapter of a civil code planned for full enactment in 2020, took effect on Sunday. Adopted by the National People's Congress in March this year, the document lays down basic principles regulating civil activities. The general provisions add protection for the interests of fetuses, lower the statutory age limit for minors with limited capacity for civil conduct from 10 to 8 years, and stress protection of personal information, online virtual assets, and intellectual property rights. The Chinese Weightlifting Association has expressed regret over a decision by the sport's world governing body to suspend all Chinese weightlifters from international competition for 1 year. The International Weightlifting Federation decision is part of a move to suspend 9 member federations for 1 year after reanalyzed drugs tests from the 2008 and 2012 Olympics returned at least 3 positive results each. The 9 include Armenia, Azerbaijan, Belarus, China, Kazakhstan, Moldova, Russia, Turkey, and Ukraine. South Korea says it is closely cooperating with the U.S. to keep communication channels open with North Korea. South Korea's Blue House says the government emphasizes the peaceful resolution through dialogue of the North Korean issues whenever opportunities are given. A presidential spokesperson says that dialogue could be of various types, including bilateral and multilateral ones. The comment came after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the U.S. government was in direct communication with North Korea and had 2 to 3 channels open to Pyongyang. A U.S.-made drone has reportedly been downed by a Houthi missile near Yemen's capital Sana'a. The aircraft reportedly split in 2 before catching fire. A statement by the Houthi group says the drone was shot down by a guided missile fired from their rocket force. The drone, identified as a General Atomics MQ-9 Reaper, has been used mainly by the forces of the United States in fighting al-Qaeda militants in Yemen. The same planes have also been used by a Saudi-led coalition in fighting and spying on Houthi rebel military positions since 2015, after the group seized much of the country's north. An Air France flight has been forced to make an emergency landing in Canada due to a blown engine. The A380 was en route to Los Angeles from Paris when one of its engines blew out over the Atlantic. The flight, with 520 people on board, made a safe landing at a Canadian military airport on Labrador. Officials say the death toll from a major earthquake in Mexico has climbed to 360. The 7.1 magnitude quake struck close to Mexico City last month. Of those killed, 219 people were in Mexico City, which suffered the highest number of fatalities. The epicenter of the September the 19th quake was on the border between the central states of Morelos and Puebla, where 74 and 45 people were killed, respectively. Mexican President Enrique Nieto has estimated the quake caused some $2 billion in damage. The Colombian government and rebel forces belonging to the National Liberation Army are officially entering into a new ceasefire agreement as of this Sunday. The head of Colombia's last remaining rebel group ordered its fighters to stand down on Friday. The ceasefire will initially last until January the 9th, but can be renewed by mutual consent. This year's European Digital Expo is underway in the Estonian capital Tallinn. E-governance, 5G technology and cybersecurity are said to be the focus for this year's event. The EU estimates more than 1 million people a day are the victims of cybercrimes in Europe, costing the EU economy as much as €3 trillion every year. It's been suggested that as many as half of all businesses operating in the European Union have been the victim of cybercrimes at some point. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.